Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today's mini edit is about my February micro delights. The first thing I want to start with is Yoga with Adrienne's flow. I have talked about Yoga with Adrienne before. Every January, she does a yoga journey. But because of who I am, I finished this series as predicted in February, hence my reporting it as a February micro delight. It's worth noting this series is free on YouTube. Most of the practices are around 20 minutes, so really quite doable. And it was really a wonderful way to return to yoga. And really, I can't recommend it enough given that all of us could probably use more stretching and more focus on breathing. It felt really, really good. And I look forward to further yoga as this year progresses. My second micro delight is kind of big given that I know, both professionally from my marketing and communication expertise, as well as my personal overwhelm as an everyday human with too much email, that email is gold. Every week, I try mightily to unsubscribe from promotional emails. It's just so tragic how much our emails get sold around. So it is a big deal to share an email newsletter as one of my micro delights. And here we are. This one is from King Arthur Baking. Originally headquartered in Boston and now in Vermont, King Arthur Flour is a mainstay in groceries around here. But of course, the web content is available anywhere. And over the past couple of years, I found myself trying more and more of their recipes, especially cookies during the holidays, with one winner after another. Anyway, I'm sharing this as a micro delight because I recently realized that this is one of the very few emails that I open regularly. I'm always curious to check out what they are featuring, and no joke, among the limited number of items on my Christmas list this past year, I asked for sparkling sugar, a bake hat, and a cookie scoop from King Arthur. The third micro delight I want to say involves my dog. To say that having James has changed a lot of things for me would be a massive understatement. I was someone who grew up with dog trauma, so I was definitely the holdout when it came to getting a dog, and now he's just wonderful. And it's been really interesting to watch life unfold as life is at an inflection point. Laurel is at college, Violet is in seventh grade and was very busy on the front half of this month with theater rehearsals. And so there was an opportunity for me to get away for a few days. And it was going to be logistically much easier for our family if I took my dog James with me. He is not a crate dog, so traveling any extended duration with him just seemed, I don't know, kind of sad with him all the way in the back since it's sort of hard with a plastic mess protector back there. And when I'm just rolling around town with him, for some reason he stands up the whole time. It's just not very cozy. So anyway, my neighbor recommended a backseat dog hammock. It's basically a barf-proof covering for your backseat that has seams and zippers. So when you have it all assembled, it kind of forms this soft rectangle box with no lid. The straps attached to the front and back seat headrests, as well as the back seat handles. It worked like a dream, and I will link it up in the show notes. We'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out StoryWorth. StoryWorth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, StoryWorth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, StoryWorth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her StoryWorth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, StoryWorth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. My fourth micro delight is Katie Couric's Next Question podcast. I used to listen pretty regularly to Katie Couric's podcast, and on the trip I just did with James, I was looking for some podcasts to download. And I decided to download two recent episodes that I was a little worried would make me completely depressed, but that felt good to listen to from an educational perspective. The first is How Roe versus Wade Fell and What Comes Next with Jodi Kantor. And the second is her interview with Vice President Kamala Harris. I know, politics, stay with me. The reasons I wanted to share these episodes as a micro delight is because first, Katie Couric is a great interviewer. I love her style. I love that she doesn't back down. At one point, she lightly said to Kamala Harris, "I don't think you answered my question." I just really appreciate her as an interviewer. And second, even though I did have a few minutes of arg regarding my patriarchal rage, these two episodes actually lit a very positive spark in me to get back in the saddle and do everything I can to get out the vote in advance of the 2024 election. I actually felt excited and motivated and inspired, and that isn't something I've felt for a long time. My last micro delight is a movie. So this often surprises people, but I am not largely in the Apple universe. I am a devoted PC and Android user, and I only introduced Apple via an iPad to my life the summer before Laurel went to college, partly because the timing was such that I was in need of a new work travel device with a functional keyboard, and because I wanted to have access to FaceTime as an easy way for Laurel and Violet to keep in touch. It's actually been a really fantastic way for me to also keep in touch with Laurel. At the time I got the iPad, I got 6 free months of Apple TV, which I didn't initiate until I got COVID that December. And at that time, I felt like I was entering a new world. I caught up with the rest of the world and watched things like The Morning Show and Ted Lasso. But then after the free trial, I did not want to add another recurring subscription to my life. But I recently decided to treat myself to 1 month, $9.99, of Apple TV so I could commit to watching a few things that I had had on my list, which I did. But the best thing I watched was something I hadn't initially realized was on Apple TV, and that is the micro delight I want to share. And it is Still, the documentary about Michael J. Fox. If you grew up with Family Ties and Back to the Future, this movie will be a dose of nostalgia. But the two things that really compelled me were, first, the incredibly clever cutting and insertion of clips from his previous work to align with the narrative. The amount of cataloging and watching that must have taken creatively kind of blows my mind. And second, just his presence. Michael J. Fox has a clear-headed perspective, a commitment to being in the world as we are, to live beyond labels, and to be present in every moment of life. It was incredibly moving and spoke to me. I hope you will watch it. I hope this was helpful, and if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests, too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.